A Pearl in Silk Sheets for Michael. I hear the door slam and you shout, "The frigging string broke on my kite." I lift my head at this. It nearly hit a motorbike rider. He went the wrong way round the roundabout. You should have seen his face. I stayed back to get ready for the party we're invited to. You said you weren't going to bother to change, but I wanted to shower and put on a dress. Or not. You're coming in the bedroom and I see that you've not lost the kite. It's in one of your hands. Your mouth is open to say something more about the frigging string, perhaps, or the unfortunate motorbike rider. You see me, and then you drop the kite. Your mouth hangs open for a moment before you snap it shut. The indignation of your face dissipates, and a devilish glint hardens your eye. I do not speculate as to what else about you may be hardening up. I know. I've made up the bed with a wool blanket and silk sheets. I lie there wearing nothing but a string of pearls you gave me. You used to think a woman was sexier if she wore nothing but perfume and her knees behind her ears. But after you gave me the pearls, you changed your mind. "Do you like my party outfit?" I inquire, lazily running one hand up the delineated muscle of my pale thigh in the pale silk sheets. I trail my hand along the inside of my groin by the dark brush of hair. The pearls hang between my breasts with a sheen as soft as the silk, as soft as my eyes. You start hurriedly tugging off your clothes. "I'll shower," you say. "No," I say, sitting up. "We haven't got time. Come here now." Shedding your clothes on the floor, you come to my outheld arms, press your mouth to mine. Your cock is already big and stiff. I finger it for the pleasure of doing so, not because you need the encouragement. As if. I smell the spicy scent of sweat on your body. Sniff it up. Your mouth parts from my kiss and you push me back. I go down in the sheer softness of the sheets, back onto the rough male kiss of the blanket. Your long fingers grip on my shoulders. My eyelashes flutter in the momentary submission to your will. Momentary, my darling. Your hands are moving over my body. The softness of a thigh, the hard jutting hip bone, the full weight of a breast, cupped in your long fingers. I catch my breath up at the brush of your fingers on my nipple. Delicately, you pinch it between finger and thumb. The nub standing up as eager for you as your cock throbs eager for me. You sit up away from me and I hear the familiar rustle of the condom packet. I'm looking at the line of your back, so familiar, so beloved. I sit up to press my warm, wet mouth to your back. A kiss, a wet lick of a tongue along your shoulder blade and down your spine. Grinning at the sensations tickling down your spine, you turn in my hands, you turn your attention to me. Kiss me, lick me, run your tongue over my full soft breast, kiss down my tucked in waist. I'm laughing, I'm throwing my legs open, but you bloody cunties, you're just kissing my belly. Fucking bastard, you know what I want. I'm moaning and pushing your head down, but now you've got hold of the string of pearls. Oh. You pull them over my head and look at me with that bad glint in your eye and a string of pearls dangling from your long fingers. What "What's now, bad thing? Devil with the silver smooth tongue, angel of darkness." I lie back with my legs and arms flung out in the soft silk sheets, the rough wool blanket, and my eyes half closed in momentary submission. You put long fingers to my cunt, and I shiver with delight. I'm already soft and wet, eager, panting for your big, hard cock. The caress of your fingers on my soft, wet pussy. Now you've got the pearls in your two hands, milky strings of moonlit dreams, and you're putting them between my thighs, pulling them tight into my wet, hungry pussy. I feel the hard round nodules on my sticky, soft, juicy pussy. One presses to the nodule of my clit. You start to gently saw the string of pearls back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth. Oh, I'm writhing in the silk sheets. My shoulders are slipping on the silk, my hips flung wide, trying to move yet not move away from the string of pleasures dragged over my hot, eager sex. You watch with a devilish glint hard in your eye and the grin on your mouth. Fuck me, I can hardly bear the pleasure, the excitement of the small round pearls dragging over my eager round clitoris, the hot, soft hole of my vulva. Suddenly you chuck the pearls aside. They hit the silk sheets. I hear a rattle and a soft thump as they slide off the bed to the floor. I'm rising, sitting up to seize your shoulders. I'm pulling, pushing you down, and your face intent now. You submit to my little fingers gripped on the round bones of your shoulders. I push you back, down in the bed, back into the slippery softness of the silk sheets. I throw my leg over your hips. My hand goes to finger the stiff rod of your beard. Oh, baby, the plump head of your cock thrusting from the foreskin to nestle to my soft, warm cunt. I put that fat jewel against the pearl of my clit in the slick silken sheets of my cunt lips. I ease back and forth. Oh, so good, the big plump cock's head after the small pearls. Oh, yes. Now you're the one twisting your shoulders in the sheets, trying not to buck your hips such that we lose this delicate pleasure. Oh, Jesus, the soft, firm pressure on my clit, on my pussy, in between my lips. Christ's sake, fuck me, gotta have you in me. With a wriggle, I'm pressing my vulva to your thrusting cock's head, your hard, thick cock. A sudden thrust down, and I'm rigid with pleasure. Gripping my little fingers into fists, my eyes tight shut. Oh, impaled on your meaty cock. Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus Christ, that long, thick rod deep up in me, the satisfaction. I'm falling to rest on my hands over you, so that my breasts swing like bells above you. You brush your hands over my breasts and make me shiver and scream softly. You put your long fingers to grip my hips. I start riding you up and down, dipping my back so my cunt presses your cock in curves, making you grunt and grip your fingers as the silken sheath of my cunt presses in curves on your cock. I curve up and down so that you press on that spot that makes me grunt and gasp, rising and falling, dipping my back faster, harder. Fuck me, I'm wild with pleasure. Your cock deep up inside me, hitting places no other man could reach. Oh, your cock up in my silken wet cunt, sliding in and out as I rise and fall, dipping and curving on your hard rod, panting with pleasure. Your fingers grip hard, tight. You begin the ecstatic groans of orgasm. I'm so close. I'm coming. I can feel you throbbing in me. The tight pleasures are starting to shiver through me. Suddenly it bursts in us, like a shower of pearls breaking free from the strings of our nerves. With a scream, I press down to milk every last drop out of you. Press hard down. Quivering with the cascade of pleasure pouring through us. I lay my body down on yours, in your arms. A soft beading of sweat on our skins is susceptible to a light breeze. Without moving from on top of you, I reach out to pull a silk sheet, the wool blanket, over us. And we lie pressed close, cocooned in the silken wool. Our friends will be enjoying their party, and we are too, in our fashion. We will have to tell them we both had the most terrible headaches. Again.